Dit is SBS Dutch.
De Australische Medical Association, kortweg AMA, is gestart met de campagne Modernize Medicare. Hierin wordt opgeroepen tot hervorming van het Medicare-systeem om ervoor te zorgen dat Australische patiënten de gezondheidszorg krijgen die ze nodig hebben. Volgens de AMA is Medicare blijven hangen in de jaren 80 en voldoet het niet meer aan de huidige behoeften van patiënten.
SBS Dutch, woensdag en zaterdag om 11 uur 's ochtends of online op elk gewenst tijdstip.
De eerste versie van Medicare heette Medibank en werd in 1975 geïntroduceerd na een paar eerdere mislukte pogingen om één zorgstelsel in heel Australië te lanceren. In de begin jaren 80 was dit niet voor iedereen. De overheid bood alleen gezondheidszorg aan gepensioneerden en huishoudens met een laag inkomen. Hierdoor werden honderdduizenden Australiërs afhankelijk van een particuliere ziektekostenverzekering. In 1983 werd opnieuw een universeel ziektekostenverzekeringsstelsel ingevoerd. Medicare ging een jaar later van start. Het ging destijds allemaal niet zo gemakkelijk en het lijkt erop dat er opnieuw goed naar gekeken moet worden. Want, zo vindt Danielle McMullen, voorzitter van de Australian Medical Association, Medicare is blijven hangen in het verleden.
It was invented in 1984 and back then people maybe had one or two simple problems that they needed to see the GP for and usually didn't need to spend more than a couple of minutes with the doctor. But now, of course, we're in a time where people have more chronic diseases, more mental illness, and even the treatment of simple health conditions is more complicated than it was back in the 80s. And yet, we've got the same old structure of Medicare.
Dr. McMullen zegt dat dit de reden is waarom de AMA haar campagne Modernize Medicare is gestart, waarin wordt opgeroepen tot een dringende hervorming van het systeem. Zo zou er voldoende financiering moeten komen voor huisartsenpraktijken en moet de consultatiestructuur op de schop met de invoering van 7 niveaus, waardoor patiënten meer tijd zouden moeten krijgen met hun huisarts.
The average consultation time is now up to more than 18 minutes with the GP, but Medicare was built at a time when it was more common to just spend sort of 5 to 10 minutes in that room. And our Medicare rebates for longer consultations just haven't kept pace with the cost of care, and it means patients are having to spend more and more out of pocket. It's costing more and more to go to the doctor, and we know that's difficult in the time of a cost of living crisis.
Maar waarom hebben mensen meer tijd nodig? Dat legt Dr. Michael Wright uit, voorzitter van het Royal Australian College of General Practitioners.
What we're finding is our population's growing, but our population's also getting older, and more of us are living with chronic health conditions. So things like diabetes, asthma, we've got more people living with mental health conditions, and often with multiple health conditions, and that's how the nature of the care we provide has changed, but Medicare hasn't. So what we need is we need to invest more in longer consultations.
Hij zegt dat het verlengen van de standaard consultatietijd de overheid op de lange termijn geld kan besparen.
Within the longer consultations, it gives you the ability to provide the full sort of comprehensive care. You can, in 5 minutes, you just can't do. Like often people will present with one problem, maybe two, or often three or four. Then there's also their preventative health, things like making sure that they've had all the screening that they need up to date, and also talking about their mental health conditions, even social issues. All of those things take more time. And if we fund general practice properly, we can keep people well in the community. And that's the best investment that we can put into Medicare, because by keeping them well in the community, they're less likely to need to go to emergency departments or hospitals, which we know are much more expensive than an appointment with your GP.
De AMA roept ook op tot een meer multidisciplinaire benadering van gezondheidszorg in de huisartsenpraktijk en 500 extra opleidingsplaatsen voor huisartsen. Dr. McMullen zegt dat Australië te maken heeft met een tekort aan huisartsen.
And if we do nothing about it, we'll be more than 10,000 GPs short in just 6 years. And that's been a combination of this poor indexation of Medicare rebates. So it's been harder to earn a decent living doing general practice. There's been difficulties in attracting enough of a workforce to general practice when they could go work in other specialties instead.
Peter Breeden, directeur van het Health Program bij het Grattan Institute, zegt dat gemeenschappen met een laag inkomen het meest worden getroffen door de problemen met het huidige zorgstelsel.
It's poorer people who can't afford to pay out-of-pocket fees at the GP, reducing the choice of, you know, where they can go. And it's people who live in GP deserts, these communities in many rural parts of Australia where there's just much less care. And those people are sicker. They're much more likely to go to hospital for a condition that could have been prevented with good primary care. They tend to often have lower bulk billing and have to pay more. So it's really perverse that we have, you know, the least care in those areas that need it most.
Dr. Wright zegt dat er twee belangrijke maatregelen moeten worden genomen om het probleem op te lossen.
General practice needs a significant funding through a boost in Medicare after years of health being defunded by successive governments. And the funding for Medicare and for patient rebates hasn't kept pace with the inflation. I think we need to do two things. I think increasing the rebate will make it easier for GPs to bulk bill these longer consultations, and it will also decrease the out-of-pocket costs for people who don't have access to bulk billing. I think that's important. And also, we need to train more GPs, and by supporting patients with higher rebates, will make it easier for them to spend more time with their GP when they need to.
En met de naderende federale verkiezingen staan potentiële toekomstige regeringen onder druk om Medicare prioriteit te geven in hun begrotingen. U hoort Dr. McMullen.
Both sides of government here really do want to help the health of Australians, but obviously both have budgets to stick to, and we know it's going to be a really contested election with lots of issues. But we think that health has to be the top of the list of priorities. Surely there is no more important investment than people's health. And so that's why we'll keep pushing both sides ahead of this election for them to put the health of Australians first and make sure that they are taking steps.
Ze voegt eraan toe dat degenen die aan de macht komen snel moeten handelen.
I think we're reaching a point of no return where after years of a Medicare freeze and then inadequate indexation, those Medicare rebates just don't meet the cost of providing care. And unless government acts now, the gap will be so wide that no government will be able to catch up.
Dit was een verhaal van Adriana Wainstock voor SBS News en SBS Dutch vertaalde het in het Nederlands.
Like, deel, geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.